All right, ready to dive into some crypto craziness today?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the Trimpes meme coin launch. It was nuts. It
Absolutely.
went from like pennies to $30 in just a few hours
Yeah.
after it launched.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wild ride.
A potential market cap, get this, over $12 billion
Wow.
in a single day. That's from this CoinMonks article on Medium,
Right.
which analyzes it pretty deeply. So we're going to get into all that.
Absolutely.
We're going to find out what's going on, what's behind this whole phenomenon,
Yeah.
but it's wild. So.
It is remarkable how a meme can, like, I guess, become a market force. This is a good way to put it,
Yeah.
practically overnight. The speed of this rise is just unbelievable. Like, 12,000% gain
Gosh.
in hours.
Yeah.
You don't see that
Yeah.
in any market, let alone
Yeah.
crypto,
Right.
which is already pretty volatile.
Yeah.
But the article attributes a lot of it to Trump's brand, his personal brand,
Yeah.
and how he uses social media platforms like Truth Social and X.
Okay, yeah.
He was able to directly connect with supporters and drive this growth.
And get this thing going. Well, I'm curious about the choice of the Solana blockchain.
Interesting.
It
Yeah.
seems like they knew that it was going to be big
Right.
and that they needed a network that could handle it.
Yeah.
Was this just luck,
Yeah.
or was there something more to that choice?
I think Solana is known for speed and low transaction fees, which is a pretty good fit for a high volume meme coin, right?
Makes sense.
But what's really interesting is that it uses this it's called proof of history
Okay.
as a way to validate transactions,
Interesting.
which actually makes it a lot better suited for this kind of frenzy
Okay.
than something like Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Okay.
So instead of relying on mining, which is
Yeah.
energy intensive to validate transactions,
Yeah.
Solana uses it's like a verifiable timestamp system
Okay.
that's more efficient.
Gotcha.
So that means it can handle a ton of trades
Yeah.
without getting bogged down or having fees
Crazy high fees,
that
yeah.
are insane.
Yeah, so it seems like they picked the right blockchain.
I think so, yeah.
But what about the coin itself? I mean,
Yeah.
is there anything to Trumpy besides the name and the memeability?
Well, I think we should look beyond the branding for a sec.
Okay.
The tokenomics are really interesting.
Okay.
So, 1 billion total supply, 200 million released initially, but a whopping 80% stake is held
Okay,
by
wow.
this company, CIC Digital LLC. It's an affiliate of the Trump Organization.
Wait, 80%, so it's not really decentralized then.
It definitely raises
Which
questions.
100 degree.
For a
How
cryptocurrency.
decentralized it actually is.
Yeah.
I mean, having that much control concentrated in one entity.
Brings up some concerns about, potential manipulation.
Right.
Could they influence the price? What happens if they decide to sell off a bunch of their holdings?
Yeah.
Things investors should be thinking about.
Yeah, if I'm putting money into something
Right.
that's supposed to be decentralized, I'd want to know who's really in control.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And speaking of influence, I mean, we can't ignore the coin's branding. It's intentionally provocative.
Yeah. I think the whole narrative of like Trump, hey, celebrating a leader who doesn't back down,
Yeah.
tied to, that alleged 2024 assassination attempt,
Right.
it's all designed to resonate with supporters.
Right.
It's more than just an investment at that point.
Yeah.
It's a statement. It's a way to show support.
Yeah, it's like
Yeah.
a whole movement
Yeah.
almost. So how does this all play into the whole meme coin market?
Well,
I
yeah.
mean, is this just a one-off or has Trump changed the game?
Trump Sean's success has really energized the entire meme coin market.
Okay.
New investors are coming in, trading volumes are up,
Okay.
and there's a renewed focus on the potential of these coins.
But isn't there a downside to all this hype? I mean, doesn't it also help potentially sketchy projects
Oh,
just because they're riding the wave?
increased attention can be a double-edged sword.
Right.
It brings in new money, new innovation,
Yeah.
but it also, creates opportunities for scams, pump and dump schemes.
Yeah.
Investors have got to be cautious, do their due diligence.
Right. Okay. So let's get into that a little bit. I mean, what do people need to understand about how this coin was traded? It wasn't on the regular exchanges, right?
Trump piece was primarily traded on
Okay.
what are called decentralized exchanges, or DEX.
Okay. DX.
So these platforms operate outside of traditional financial systems
Okay.
and offer a more direct way to buy and sell cryptocurrencies.
Break it down for me a little bit. Why are DEXs so important for meme coins specifically?
So DEX are what's called permissionless.
Okay.
It means anyone can list a token, even, a brand new meme coin with no prior track record.
Yeah.
They offer a way to bypass the gatekeeping of traditional
Lenders.
exchanges.
Yeah.
The traditional exchanges might be hesitant
Sure.
to list something
Way too risky
as
isn't.
volatile as TreeMP.
Yeah, it's a much faster path to market.
So that's why this launch was able to explode so quickly. It had this whole
Exactly.
alternative system already in place.
DEX played a crucial role
Yeah.
in the success of Trampy, for sure. And the increased activities actually pushing them to improve, too.
Oh.
We're seeing better liquidity,
Right.
faster transactions,
Yeah.
smoother user experience.
So it's like this one coin is like
Yeah, it's what
pushing
Richard
the
Blitzer
whole
says.
decentralized finance space forward.
That's pretty wild.
It's fascinating how a meme coin can act as a catalyst for innovation and progress in crypto.
Okay, I need a moment to process all this.
Yeah, take your time.
We've got like meme magic and blockchain technology and then like a whole lot of financial intrigue all happening at once.
Absolutely. A lot to unpack there.
Yeah, it is.
What's standing out to you the most?
Honestly, the role of decentralized exchanges
Yeah.
is really the most intriguing thing to me because I knew they existed, but I never realized like how crucial they were to the success of something like this.
It's a great point, and it's one we'll explore further as we go along. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's come back to TreMP and its impact on the Solana blockchain itself. So we talked about how it was a good fit technologically, but what does this success mean for Solana in the long run?
Good question.
This is where things get really interesting. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive, episode 2025, Arrow 120, part 2 of 3. This is where things get really interesting. The Trumpy launch is a major validation of Solana's technology. Handling that volume with all the, frenzy surrounding it proves their system can deliver. This could be huge for Solana.
You're saying this could attract even more developers and projects to Solana,
Yeah.
like a snowball effect.
Precisely. Success breeds success.
Sure.
When developers see a platform handling real-world stress, it gives them confidence. Solana was already known for speed and efficiency, but now it's got a high-profile success story to point to that could lead to a whole wave of new dApps and innovation built on Solana.
Okay, I'm starting to see the ripple effect here. We've got Trumpy boosting the meme coin market, pushing DEX to evolve, and now potentially catapulting Solana into an even bigger player.
It's all connected.
It's like a meme-powered ecosystem booster shot.
That's a colorful way to put it, but I think you're capturing the essence of it. And this is where we need to step back and consider the bigger picture. The TrumMP phenomenon isn't just about technology. It's about the growing influence of public figures in the crypto space.
This isn't just some random meme coin.
Think
It's
that
directly tied to
it's tied to a
that giant LRA.
very influential figure.
Do you think other celebrities will try to replicate this?
Absolutely. It's inevitable. We're already seeing athletes, musicians, other public figures getting involved in crypto. But the TreMP launch takes it to a whole new level. It shows how a strong brand, a loyal following, and a compelling narrative can like really create a market-moving event.
So it's not enough to just slap your name on a coin anymore.
Right.
You need like a story,
You need
a reason for people to
a reason to buy in.
believe in it. But what happens when every celebrity has their own token?
Well,
Doesn't that like dilute the whole market?
that's a valid concern.
I
There's a risk of oversaturation, of investors getting burned out on all these celebrity-driven projects. That's why it's more important than ever to look beyond the hype. Evaluate the underlying project. Does it have a solid team, a clear purpose, real-world utility? These questions are crucial.
So how do we as everyday investors navigate this increasingly complex and influential crypto landscape?
Well,
Feels like the stakes are getting higher.
it's all about informed decision making. Do your research, understand the risks,
Yep.
and never invest more than you could afford to lose.
Right.
This is especially true with meme coins,
Yeah.
which are inherently more volatile than other crypto assets.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in the FOMO.
The fear of missing out.
Exactly. The fear of missing out. Make sure you understand what you're buying into and why.
That's great advice for anyone dabbling in crypto, regardless of which coins they're looking at.
Right.
But circling back to Trumpy specifically,
right.
I have to ask, what do you make of all this?
Hmm.
Is this just a fad?
It's hard.
Or is there something more substantial here?
Meme coins are unpredictable by nature.
Yeah.
But the fact that Trumpy has sustained its value for several weeks now suggests it might be more than just a flash in the pan.
Could it actually evolve into like a legitimate cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
With like real world use cases?
The potential is there.
Okay.
Imagine using Trumpy to donate to political campaigns.
Wow.
Purchase merch from Trump-branded businesses.
Okay.
Or even access exclusive content on his social media platforms.
That would be,
it'd be
something
to see.
Yeah. But wouldn't that require like buy-in from the Trump organization itself?
Absolutely. They'd have to integrate the coin into their operations.
Yeah.
And that's where things get a little tricky.
Right.
Remember that 80% stake they hold?
Yeah.
That gives them a ton of power.
Right.
But it also creates a level of centralization.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of crypto purists find problematic.
Right. It goes against the whole idea of decentralization.
Exactly.
So it's almost like Trump, he is stuck between two worlds.
Yeah.
The traditional world of business and finance,
mm-hmm.
and then the decentralized world of crypto.
It's a fascinating tension.
Yeah.
The one that I think we'll see play out in the coming months and years.
Mm-hmm.
The future of Trump, in many ways, hinges on how this tension is resolved.
So is it a risky investment?
Mm, absolutely.
Is it a fascinating social experiment?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
For sure.
Okay, we've covered a ton of ground here.
A lot, yeah.
The launch, the tech, the market impact, the philosophical questions.
It's a lot to take in.
Where do we even go from here?
Let's zoom out even further. I think the Trumpapee phenomenon forces us to confront some uncomfortable truths.
Okay.
About the nature of influence, the power of branding,
mm-hmm.
and the evolving role of technology in our lives.
Okay, now we're getting philosophical.
A little bit.
Hit me with those uncomfortable truths.
Okay, first, it demonstrates how easily a narrative can capture the public imagination.
Yeah.
Even if it's tied to something as volatile as a meme coin.
Okay.
The story surrounding Trumpa, its association with a particular set of values and beliefs is a major driver of its success.
So it's not just about the money.
Right.
It's about what the coin represents.
It's about what it represents to its holders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this brings us to the second point. The blurring lines between traditional power structures and decentralized technologies.
Okay.
We're seeing this play out in real time with Trumpa. You have a powerful individual leveraging a decentralized platform
mm-hmm.
to achieve very specific goals. Goals that may or may not align with the original vision of decentralized finance.
Exactly. It raises questions about who benefits from these systems,
yeah.
who controls them,
mm-hmm.
and how they could be used to consolidate power or influence.
This all feels very relevant to what's happening in the world right now.
Absolutely.
Beyond just crypto.
We're seeing similar dynamics play out in politics,
mm-hmm.
media,
right.
social movements. The lines between the virtual and the real are becoming increasingly blurred.
And technology is accelerating that process.
It is. But it's not inherently good or bad.
Right.
It's all about how we choose to use it.
That's the key takeaway.
Yeah. The Trump MP coin, like any powerful tool,
mm-hmm.
can be used for good or for ill.
Sure.
It's up to us as individuals,
yeah.
as a society,
mm-hmm.
to determine how we want to shape this evolving landscape.
Okay. I'm getting a bit overwhelmed here. We've gone from meme coins to the future of civilization.
That's a lot.
In about 20 minutes.
That's the power of a good deep dive.
Yeah.
It forces us to think critically, challenge assumptions,
yeah.
and connect the dots in unexpected ways.
Yeah.
But I promise we'll bring it all back down to earth in the final part.
I hope so. I need some concrete takeaways, some actionable advice
yeah.
for our listeners who are trying to make sense of all this.
Don't worry. We've got you covered.
Yeah.
In part three, we'll distill all of this into some key insights.
Okay.
And offer some practical guidance for navigating this complex and ever-changing world. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive, episode 2025, 0120. part three of three.
Okay, my head is spinning.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
A lot to take in.
From the Trumpy coin launch to like Solana, the future of finance influence. It's wild.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Amidst all the complexity and uncertainty, there are some clear takeaways.
Oh.
Some clear takeaways for you, our listener.
Break it down for me. What are the most crucial insights you've gleaned from this Trumpy saga?
First and foremost, I think this whole story highlights the incredible power of narrative and branding in the crypto space. You know, Trumpy didn't succeed just because of its technology or its tokenomics.
Yeah.
It succeeded because it tapped into a powerful pre-existing narrative.
Okay.
And offered supporters a way to express their beliefs.
So it's almost like investing became a form of like activism, or at least a way to signal
signal your affiliation with a movement or an idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this leads to the second key takeaway, which is that the lines between traditional power structures and the decentralized world of crypto are blurring.
Okay.
We're seeing established figures like Trump leveraging these new technologies to achieve their own goals, which may or may not align with
the original vision of decentralization.
It makes you wonder if crypto can really remain decentralized when so much influence can be exerted by, you know, individuals or groups with large followings.
Oh, it's a valid question. It's one that the crypto community is grappling with right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Trumpy launch is a great case study in how these tensions are playing out in real time.
So what does this all mean for the average person, for the average listener, you know, who's interested in crypto, but maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all this?
Sure.
I mean, what advice would you give?
Be an informed and discerning investor.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in the hype, the FOMO.
The fear of missing out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do your research, understand the risks.
Yep.
And never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Right, right. And that's good advice for any investment.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems especially important in the crypto world where things move so fast.
It's like the Wild West out there.
And there's so much information and misinformation lying around.
Absolutely. And be wary of blindly following the lead of, you know, celebrities or influencers.
Yeah.
Just because someone famous endorses a project doesn't mean it's a good investment.
Right, right. Look beyond.
Look beyond the hype. Ask yourself, does this project have a solid team, a clear purpose, a realistic roadmap?
Mm.
Those are the questions that'll help you separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask for help or advice. I mean, there's tons of resources available online.
Yeah, there's a ton.
And in the crypto community,
join forums. Read articles, connect with other investors, learn from their experiences.
Yeah. It's like anything else.
It is.
The more you learn,
yep,
the better equipped you'll be to make sound decisions.
Knowledge is power, especially in a fast-moving space like crypto.
So should our listeners be running out to buy Trump coin right now?
I would never give financial advice.
Okay, fair enough. So no financial advice, but what about some parting thoughts?
Okay.
Some food for thought for our listeners as they continue their crypto journey.
I think that the Trumpy phenomenon highlights a fundamental truth about the nature of innovation.
Okay.
It's often messy, it's unpredictable, and it's driven by forces that we don't fully understand.
Right.
But it's also incredibly exciting and has the potential to reshape our world in profound ways.
It's like we're watching like a new chapter of history unfold before our very eyes.
We are.
Yeah.
And it's up to each of us to decide what role we want to play in that story.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. Thank you for taking us on this incredible deep dive.
My pleasure. It's always fun.
It's been enlightening, thought-provoking.
For sure.
And a little bit mind-blowing.
A little bit.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you found it valuable. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the fascinating world of crypto.